Kedvach. I guess I have to give an extra yeshar koyach for coming in this inclement weather. I was going to save this for a different week, but I figured if we're talking about snowing outside, I'll share with you a vart how snowing connects with tzedakah. The pasuk says like this, it's in Tesanta Nutait. We say this pasuk every Friday night, yet probably no one had this pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lesira levesa mishalek ki kobeis alavish shonim." You know the pshat? All right, Lesira levesa mishalek. Her house would not be afraid of snow. Ki kobeis alavish shonim, because the whole house is insulated, is warm with shonim. That's pasuk pshat. Rashi brings down from a medrash. It's a medrash tanchum. It's a psik to the Rav Kahana. It's a number of places in Chazal. That Chizkiyah, I'll bring it down from the Medrash itself. Chizkiyah Oma, Mishpat Rishoyim Begehenim, Yud Beis Chodesh. A person has his din, Chulila has a din, Rasha has his din in Gehenim, is Yud Beis Chodesh. Shisha Chadashim Bechama, 6 months it's terribly hot. Vishisha Chadashim Betzina, in 6 months it's terribly cold, there's Shalik. And that's the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Chasidim concur that there's a musig of Gehenim, there's a musig of Gehenim called Shelag Gehenim. Cold, very cold Gehenim, that goes 6 months. It's more popular than Gehenim, which is a hot Gehenim, but the cold Gehenim, I says, is just as long. It's 6 months here and 6 months there. So the Medrash says like this, Yochel Af Yisrael, okay? You would think that even Yidden are going to go to this very cold Gehenim to Shelag. Talmud Loime, it says in the pasuk, Ki kol beiso lo vishonim. Loisiru levesam yisholeg, Klai Yisrael is not going to have to worry about snow. Why? Ki kol beiso lo vishonim, because her house, Klai Yisrael's house, is lo vishonim. What is shonim? What's altik rishonim el shnayim? They are filled with doubled things, shnayim, repetitive things. For example, and the Medrash continues, if you see in the psukim, when the psukim gives certain mitzvahs, it's in a double lashon. Nosein titein, pesoyach tiftach, aser ta'aser. Since they do these double type of mitzvahs, this nosein titein, this aser ta'aser, pesoyach tiftach, these mitzvahs of tzedakah, which are doubled up, and they do these shnayim dika mitzvahs, therefore, you don't have a problem. Ki kol beiso lo vishonim, because our whole house is filled with the doubled things, then therefore loisir levesa mishalek. And the Medrash finishes, so fikach Moshe mazias Yisrael aser ta'aser. Therefore, Moshe told Klai Yisrael, aser ta'aser, double to lashon, is because if you do that, loisir levesa mishalek. You're not going to have any problem.
You get double hot. You get 12 months of hot.
No, it sounds like you saved the 6 months of cold. Maybe the 6 months of hot is still there, but you saved yourself from the 6 months of cold. Now, to take it on a I want to share with you a pshat from the Tshuva Mi'ava, taking this to a step further. He quotes over Yeshami that Yeshami says, "Tara dolo tiftach la'anya, tiftach la'asya." If a door is not opened up to aniyim, it will be opened up to a doctor. I didn't find the lashon in Chazal like that. But I'll share with you something very similar. We'll bring it out. It says the following. It says on the pasuk, "Aginas ego ziradati." The pasuk in Shir Hashim, "Aginas ego ziradati." I went down to the garden of nuts of egoism. Amar Rebbe Levi, "Ego hazeh." This knot, yesh be gimel minim, has three different types of minim. Egoizi prach, ubeninim, vekatroinim. The three different types of species of this egois. What's the significance? Show prach. What does it mean, prach? It's shenifrach me'atzmai. Mamish, by touching it, already breaks open, the show breaks open, and you have your egois. Va'beninim. The medium type of egois, atamakish love, you have to crack it, you have to bang it, vunishma, and it breaks open, and then you can get to your knot. Vakatroinim, that has a very hard shell, miskasha l'shabe, it's not easy to break, to crack open, vatamakish love be'evin, and you're hacking it with a stone, v'shavrai, and even after you break it, afal bikin ein b'techeles, it's not kedai, there's nothing there. So it ends up, you have three types of species of egoism. One is very easy to get to eat the fruit, to eat the egoist. One is you have to try and remove the shell. And the third one, you can try and hack away. You're not getting anywhere. Kachu Yisrael, yesh ben b'nei odim, there are three types of people, b'negei tzedakah. Yesh ben b'nei odim, shem oisim mitzvah tzedakah, me'atzmam. they take the initiative, they find out, they seek out the aniyim, they're the first Reish Rishon, all Davashev, the Kedusha of Inyani Atziba, even if it's not prepared, some Echtalahai, but they make sure to take the initiative, like we saw in one of the Milas, was that you give tzedakah before the ani even is Mevakish. That's Elusho Prak. That's like the Prak, that it's Nifrak Me'atzma. Right away, by itself, they're already giving out their money. V'yesh ben shata toivim l'mitzah, you have to be tevei them to be mishtatif. Or miyarei noisim, but they give it immediately, right away. Elu abeninim, these are the abeninim. Means a person who has to be asked before to give tzedakah, even if he gives it willingly and voluntarily, right away and graciously, that's only a abeninim. That's not the bigger mile is to give it and you take the initiative. V'yehesh b'emin is the third min, shafila temakish love kamapam, yahak and hak and hak, eimoyle menuklum. You don't see from him anything, he doesn't give you a red cent. That's the medrash. That's the tzushan. The medrash for yezois ava biken umre belevi ha pesach sheinu pesuach lemitzvah. If a pesach is not pesuach to the mitzvah of tzedakah, pesuach lereifi chulila would be opened up to a doctor. So that's the medrash which what the Tshuva Me'ava quotes over from the Yishami. So Tshuva Me'ava says the following pshat, a very interesting pshat. What's pshat that if a pesach is not opened up to tzedakah, it's going to be opened up to a reifi? What's the midi keneged midi here? What's the shaychis? So he wanted to say that Bederech Tzachos, how we started off. He says that we know that the mitzvahs of tzedakah is nasein tistein, pasayak tiftach, asa to asa, a double lashon. You gave once, you got to give again. You have to constantly give and give and give. We know that the din of refuah is learned out, v'rapa yirapa, also a double lashon. That's mekan nitin v'shus l'rayfei l'rapais. So what's going to happen? He says, someone's going to knock on the door, and he's going to ask for tztaka, and the guy's going to say, yoymru b'libo ibn etzinis tztaka, pamachas ani yetz, I already gave in shul this morning, I already did it once. I state in the pasik, nosin tite, in the double lashon, pasayak tiftak, nishkefelach, because everyone knows it's a concept in chazal, dibratari kalashon b'nei adam, that it's just a nice way for the Torah to talk. It's nasin titim pasayak tiftak, a double lashon. But it doesn't mean I have to constantly give all day long. I gave once, I'm shen yetzah, tomorrow's another day, come back tomorrow, we'll talk tomorrow. Oh, if that's the case, what's going to happen? Because Baruch is going to send the doctor, chulila, the person's going to need to come on to refuah. And then when he has to come on to refuah, what second? How are you allowed to take a doctor? Oh, because it says, v'rapa yirapi, a double to lashon, mekan nitin v'shus l'rei for l'rabi. No, but what happened to lashon b'ni odom? Mekan nitin v'shus, you can't ashen mekan nitin v'shus. It's only kalashon b'ni odom dibra Torah. So you have no right to have a doctor. Oh, when the doctor comes to your door, you're going to call a doctor, then it's going to be nigla that when it's your tzarich involved, you don't say dibra Torah kalashon b'ni odom. Then you dashen well, and then you do v'rapi rapi. So when it's someone else's needs, oh, then you also, you're going to have to be an osan titim perspective. This is a pshat from the Tshuva Me'ava. And he says, this is pshat in the pasuk. Hosea says, Perek Zayin, the beginning of Perek Zayin says, Kerofi li Yisrael, v'nigla avon Ephraim. What's pshat? He says, Kerofi li Yisrael, when the person is going to have to come on to a doctor, and he's going to have to say, oh no, tak, it's not the Bitter Kalashim and Adam, it's tak, nitna v'shus arayf al-arapa, it's, oh, it's nigla avon Ephraim, then it's going to be nizgala, the avon Ephraim, what happened? That you were ra'ein of ba'achiv, and they didn't dash in us and titim pasayaktiv takanasa dasa. All right, I'm not so sure that that's pashav shad, but it's definitely good for a drasha. All right, we're holding by simin reishnun. It's a very easy simin yotashem. We will cover the entire simin tonight. We might even have extra time at the end. It's a five sifim, but it's very easy. The simin discusses the inyan of day maksoire, and which is the yisoid, the best form of tzedakah is to give an ani his entire kedei tzrachav day maksoyer, his entire needs, whatever he's lacking. That's the best form of tzedakah, and we even saw before that it's one of the daggers in between. It's pakas mizeh ishitin like karai achash yishal. That's because he had to come on to a shayla. But you see, it's a very important mitzvah. In fact, it's a special mitzvah of day maksoyer. We just to remind the oilam, we had once an imri bina. We discussed that the imri bina suggests, one of his pshatim, he suggests that the lavim of leisa ametz of the Torah, Lisikbetz on Lisamitz, was only by those aniyim that you have a chiyuv of Dei Maksori. The aniyim that you don't have Dei Maksori, you'll have the other, the assays, but he suggested that it could be that the lavim are not applicable. The lavim were only miyuchad for such an aniyim that you have to be a mekayim mitzvah Dei Maksori. And tonight, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to discuss what is Dei Maksori, how much, in some practical applications, and which aniyim are you mechuyv to give Dei Maksori and which aniyim are not. It's a very easy simon.
So let's say I go on shore and see the same guy when I'm guest there and he'll give him again.
You see him, what, he came every day this week?
Yeah.
Right, so I know they say over from Shlomo Zalman, I guess he had his svara. I didn't see this in print, but I'm a card to this, but he said that it's enough to give this ani once a day. It means if you already got him and he did a round in the Beis Medrash again and he came to you a second time, you could tell him, I already gave you. Usually they're non-insulted anyway. I already gave it. They understand and they walk away. But sometimes you could have him in the morning by Shachas, then you meet him in yeshiva later on, then you get him by Minchem. But he holds once a day is enough. But you got to give him again, right? Otherwise, it's leisam, it's for leisikpo, it's unless you go like this, good, but it's nasin titen. Avada, it's also to be maxi oni reikam. And avada, you're going to have to give him every single day. I mean, think of it. What?
Can you give him less the second time?
You only have to give, we discussed that, beetzim yisoid, you can give him even pachas mishav pruta. You can't, Yashav Dach Nichlam, you can't embarrass him, but if you give him a quarter, whatever it is, till today, most of them accept quarters, the ones that go around, most of them. So you can give a quarter. So even though the first day you're more benevolent, good, but you can, but you have to give him something every single day. Every time he's tevea, you would have to give him something. All right. Let's start. Sif Aleph, in Reish Nun. Kama noisnin lo'ani, how much are you supposed to be giving to an ani? Dei maksoire esheyechas aloi. Whatever he's lacking, Ketzad, what's the case? What does it mean he's lacking? Im hoya rav, if he's starving, yachilu, you have to feed him. Hoyitzarach luksos, if he's missing clothing, then yachasu, you have to clothe him. Ein loy klei bayis, if he's missing tools or utensils in his household, koinu loy klei bayis, you have to give him klei bayis, housewares, whatever it is. Vafilu, so that's partially because he's lacking. That's day maksayre. Now, ashe yechas aloi for his madrega. Vafilum hoyedarko yilurko vaisus for Evan. If he was accustomed, till now he was accustomed, he was a bentavim, he was accustomed to ride with a horse and have an Evan serve him. Loritz Lefonov and run before him. It's an Indian of COVID. Kshay Asher when he was wealthy. And now Nebuch Vani, he became poor. Then the chiv of tzedakah, day maksayre is koine loy sus for Evan. You have to buy for him the sus and the Evan. Whatever a person is used to and accustomed to, that's day maksayre. Now, even though the Naisen Lamashu, take it to extreme, the Naisen himself is not a ben toivim. The Naisen himself doesn't have this Eved Ratz Lefanov and this Sus, nevertheless. But that's what the Naisen was accustomed to. But this Ani Nebuch, who went from riches to rags overnight, that Ani Nebuch is accustomed to a better lifestyle. And for him, you have to keep him up to his lifestyle that he was accustomed to. That's all part of Dei Maksayre Sheyechas Aloi for what he needs.
We're talking about up to your Maisa money. But it's not over your Maisa money.
Well, we said before that God, it's Mitzvah Min HaMuvcha to give a Chaymish, the beginning of Resh Mem Tos. Ayavaz Vez Yaisim Yechaymish. So then you only give the bare minimum. But otherwise, what you could afford to do, and that's how it starts off in the beginning of Resh Mem Tos as well, that Mamish, when it gives you the Shirim, even before it gives you the Shir, it says, Shir Nisi Nasim Yodam Masekas Yiten Kafi Tzarech Hanim, which means Dei Maksayre. Now, if it ain't Yodam Masekas, then you run into these Shirim of a tenth or a fifth, whatever it is. But if at the times that there weren't that many anim around, then avada, you should do it and support him fully, whatever he needs.
See, from this mechaber, you see, an ani comes, let's say he comes, he has no food. You give him one meal, you give him two meals, three meals, you give him a week, you give him a month, you give him a year. The guy comes, he wants to buy a house.
May I pay for
the house? Maybe it's an apartment for...
Okay, we're going to discuss. About food, we're going to see in Sevdala, but about the house, we'll see later on in the Sif. We'll get to it. So anyway, so the Maccabi says that you have to give kafi whatever he's rago to. If he's an ani, that's even a greater form of day maksayre. And the Maccabi gives a bunch of examples. Let's go through them. Haroi los is leipas, naisim leipas. Isa, naisim leisa. Mita, if he needs a bed, naisim leimita. Haroi litin leipas chama, he's a best man, she has warm bread, so you have to give him chama. Tzainin, if he's fine with cold bread, then tzainin, then all you have to give him is cold bread. Achilu lo teich piv, if you have to actually feed him, achilin, if he needs you to sit with him, he's a person, he needs you, it's not enough that you just give him the money that he could buy his own meal, but he wants company at his meal, so you have to keep him company. Ein lo isha, if he doesn't have a wife, he's getting more costly. Ein lo isha, ubalisa, meisin lo, you have to marry him off. And that includes a saikum loy bayis, you rent him an apartment, a metzim loy mita, and you have beds there, sheets, v'klei tashmishoy, whatever it needs to set up in a household, v'akakak mazim lo isha. And then afterwards you marry him off, and you take a chib, even to marry him off, the tzoyis of the chasna, whatever it is, that's part of your day maksayre. Ashe chasa loy, that the gemara dachin zu isha, that you have to give him a wife as well, whatever it costs to get him married. So this is the chiyuvim of day maksayre. Let's do the Ramah. V'nira, to call that, this entire chiyuv of day maksayre is talking about begabait staka. We're talking about now a gabait staka who's armed, he has the kis kupashot staka in his pocket, so he has the money, he has the funds of the tzibur. So mamel, he has a chiyuv, how to give it out, he's supposed to give out day maksayre. Oy rabim biyachid, or a rabbim, a group together, again, so you have communal funds, a joint effort, so they have a chiv on the rabbim to support him, day maksayrei. But an individual is not mechuyiv to provide fully for this ani, day maksayrei, if there are other people around could help out and chip in. Why should I be taxed the whole amount? Let someone else be mishtatif.
Let's say he has a chiv to give kapakak money and it fits the bill of this...
So if he can give day maksayre in its part, it's masher roy liten loy. But beside, yes, he would be mechuyev. Only thing is, here we're saying that the whole chiv to begin with day maksayre is a joint effort, is a tibudik effort. So yes, I have money to spare, but you also have money to spare. So why should I be taxed and you keep your money? Let's share it, and I'll go 50-50 with you. If you have 100 people, so we'll all give 1% of the ani's needs. He'll be day maksayre. Right? And everyone can keep the rest of their money. Why should I be taxed individually? What you should do is that this person is a nitzrak, and then the rabbin will come to his aid. Vim ein rabim etzli, but if there's no rabim to be mishtatev, ein echanami, then yitin lo ha-yachid, then the yachid is going to have to give em yodem meseges, if he has the ability to give. A commotion is what? Simen reish mem tes, the very beginning of Simen reish mem tes says that shpitz tzedakah is he's supposed to give them maksayrei. And it says later on also, like we said, one of the milas, it's give kefi ma'asharoi loy. So the Ramah sort of cuts this din down to size. This chi of a day maksayre is only a chi beside ala tzibur. If there's no tzibur, then it falls back to the yachid. But if there's a tzibur around to contribute, then I only have to give my chelik of the tzibur. But be'etzim, everyone's mechuyev to give and be mishtatev to give this day maksayre.
This is, I still don't get it. Yoris Maseges means even more than a fifth, if you can afford it.
No. No, Pasha is not. Once you maxed out, Ayavaz is Yesim Mechaimish.
Still, Yodim Maseyas. I mean, if
you're a
millionaire and he gave.
But that we said, Ayavaz is Yesim Mechaimish. Was that Ayavaz is Yesim Mechaimish. So more than a Chaimish, you don't have to give other than the bare minimum, whatever it takes, not to be able to love him in the assay.
But what
do you mean? Day Maxar is a Yochid has to give something to every Ani, no matter what. So we're going to see a taz in a minute, but the shear of day maksayre, the spitz form of tzedakah, it's some chat it's not on the yarkot, it is on the yarkot, but why should the yarkot be, this yarkot be individually taxed? So he's allowed to get everyone else to join in. You know, they say of a maisa from, I forgot which rebbe, but someone had a tenant, the tenant wasn't paying, and the landlord was coming to the rebbe to complain, and so the rebbe said, you know, he's a nani, he can't afford, so you can't evict him. So the guy said, okay, in a chenami, so I'll be mishtatev, and let, you know, all the guy by tzedakas be mishtatev as well. I'll give him more, 5% of the rent, and the other, let the tiba take on the other 95%. So the rebbe said that if Takash Broker wanted the tzibur to support him, then he would have been matal al tzibur. He made him your tenant that you should support him. It was the Ger Rebbe. One of the Ger Rebbe. What? Right, okay, but Pasha, from here you see that be Yisoy, the Chiv Adem Yisoy is Mutal Alatim. And Be'etzim, Pasha, it's a Makloikas Rishon. And Turz, it's a Makloikas Rishon. The Gemara said this, the following. The Gemara says that there's a chiv de maksari, but if he goes around, if it's a maksa ala psachim, which we're going to see in Sif Gimel, if he himself is a machaza ala psachim, and he hits house by house, and he's already nisprasim to be a nani, and that's how he goes around, then you don't have a chiv. That's the Tesefta. So Gemara had a case that someone and Ani went to Rav Papa, and Rav Papa didn't give him anything. So they asked him, why didn't you give? So he says, because he's Ani a mechaza al psakim. He goes around, they don't have to give him. So he said, that just means that you don't have to give him the maksaya, but Avadi, you have to give him something, because if you don't give him, then everyone else follows suit, also won't give him, the guy's going to die of hunger. So Avadi, it just means that you don't have to give him his whole amount, his whole day maksaya, but Avadi, you have to be mishtatif and contribute, you know, a little bit, kafi, you know, percentage-wise what you are. If you're 1% of the tzibah, so give him 1% throughout the tzibah, he'll be supported. That's the Gemara. So my colleague is showing him what was the story of Rav Papa. Rashi learns that Rav Papa was a gabbai tzedakah. Other Rishonim, the Rambam is mashma like that, the Torah says, b'shem the Rambam, that Rav Papa was talking about his own money. So the Shaila had to learn the Gemara. Is the whole story of the Gemara talking about by a gabbai tzedakah? Was the whole Gemara talking about by an individual? What's a nafkamina? There are two nafkaminas. First of all, if we're talking about a individual, let's say like the Rambam, then it comes out that if he would not be mechaza al psachim, the individual would be mechoyev to be mekayim de maksari. The whole burden of de maksari would be on this individual. He would have to support him entirely himself. He wouldn't be able to say, oh, I'll give you my chelek and go get the rest from the tziva. If you learn like Rashi Pshat, you don't see that from the Gemara. The whole Gemara is talking about a gabbai tzedakah. A gabbai tzedakah has his hands on public funds, so communal funds. So then in Chanami, he has a chiv de maksarya. But by a yachid is not a chiv to give de maksarya. He can ask the tiba to be mishtatif. And that's the Ramah. That means Ramah is going with those Rishonim, the Rosh, Rashi, other Rishonim were talking about the sugya, talking about a gabbai tzedakah. And that's how the Ramah paskins. Like the Rambam, it would come out, Pashup Pshat and the Rambam would come out, that no, even a yachid is mechiv to de maksari, but that's not how we paskin. Lochaira. That's not how the Rambam paskins. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is the inverted case. If you look in the Taz and Sifkat Nalev, in the halfway down the Taz, he says, "V'yesh oid plukta ba'ani amechaz al apsachim ba'ani who's mechaz al apsachim lefi das ator." Bein Rambam l'Rosh, you're going to be another nafkamina, because the two holes is a machlekes. V'kaso kam b'shukunach tziv gimel. Well, this case of ani mechaz al psachim, you don't have a chiv de maksari, right? So this din that you don't have the chiv de maksari, who is pata? Ami koi einis kakul l'matanim rubo. Who's koi this din that if he is a mechaz al psachim, you don't have a chiv de maksari? Like the Rambam, the Gemara is talking about a yachid, it's a state, it's koyal a yachid. So a yachid, if you have dealing with an ani, it's mechaz al psachim, I don't have to give him everything. I can tell him, go to the next house, continue knocking on doors, no problem. It's going on a yachid, I know he's saying. But la rosh, that the Gemara is talking about a gabbai tzedakah, so it comes out koyal a gabbai tzedakah, that even a gabbai tzedakah, if he's mechaz al psachim, doesn't have to give him their maksari. V'nira zaktataz dasatur de nafkamina, la rambam, that the whole Gemara was only talking about a yachid. So the Ptur is only by Yachid is going to come out that a gabbai tzorch a gabbai litin afilu l'mechaz al apsachim k'dei sudash a gabbai m'makam rabim hu, that the whole Ptur means it comes out a chumra in two nekudas. The Rambam is going to come out a chumra A, that a Yachid is mechuyev to do the whole day maksari himself, and two, the Rambam is going to come out another chumra that even if he's mechaz al apsachim, which the Gemara says there's no chiyev day maksari, that's only for the yachid, but a gabbai tzedakah will have still a chiyev day maksari, at least to give him a suda, which is more than just a dava muad. He would have to give him a lot more. So the Taz makes two makloikas in here. Lamais is the Rambam anyway goes l'kula. The Rambam is paskening that the Gemara was talking about a gabbai tzedakah. A yachid is not mechuyev. It's only a gabbai tzedakah is mechuyev. And if them state in the Gemara that if he be a mechaz al psachim, like we're going to see in Siv Gimel, he's not mechayev. So it should come out later Amah, you will not have a chiyev individually to hold off this entire ani yourself. The Bach goes, it's going back. The Beis Yosef said the Rambam never said it. The Bach said the Rambam did say it, and the Bach brings a bunch of rais. And one of his rais, you see Hillel Azakein, that there was a story Shalakak, a famous story Laani Ben Toivim. The Shach and Sifkat Nav brings it down. Shalakak Laani Ben Toivim Sus Lirkoi Valov. He bought this ani a sus lirka v'alav an eved lovetz lefanim, and the Mor continues the pamachas loymatza an eved to be rotz lefanim. So Hillel himself kvaydei ba'atzmai was rotz lefanim gimel milin in front of this ani. So you see, even though Hillel did the burden himself and he was a yachid and he was mekayim de maksari, so you see from a Gemara that the chiyav de maksari is even al yachid. If you can't find it, well, you mean might be like lefnimishus adin. Maybe not b'mamayna, but b'gufa, yeah. Maybe it's a form of gemilas chesodim. So the shak at the end is matcha the rai, and he says, and he brings a number of rai's the back. He brings the rai from the beginning of Resh Mem Tes. You see that the shir nesin is masha royaloi, and he says, no, v'yeshloim, but kolzem mairi b'she'ein rabim etzlai. There were no rabim to be mishtatav with Hillel, therefore the burden fell on Hillel. Or she'en yad harabim maseges al sayelo, even if there is a rabim, but it's a poor community, so memele it fell on Hillel to support his ani by himself. But Bisoy the Shach supports backs the Ramosh Shita that the whole Chiv is only Alatziba, or Yochid could push you off and say, if you're Mechazal Lapsachim, go further, even if you're not Mechazal Lapsachim, I don't have a Chiv because I could be Madiyah Tzara L'Rabim and get the whole Tziba to be Mishtatev. It's as if it's Mechazal Lapsachim. It's the same idea because I can get other people to be Mishtatev. So according to the Ramah and Shach, a Yochid will not have a Chiv. The Goyin, on the other hand, if you look in Sifkat and Gimel, the Goyin says, Bach Cholak Azeh, the Bach argues with the Ramah. And what the Shach says that's not a right from Hill because ain't Rabim Etzlo, ain't Rabim Yad Rabim Masek, is Divrei Shach ain't Nirin. So it comes out that the Goyin paskins like the Bach. Means the Goyin paskins like Churma. Like the Mechabin Ramah, and the Beis says it goes like that as well. It will come out that there's no Chiv on the Yochid. He can push him and get the Tiba to be Mishtatev. But like the Bach and the Goyin, there is a Chiv on the Yochid. And he brings a riot. Now the Maisa is the Ramah's Mashma. Like the Shach's test, because the Ramah says Ukumoshin is Basimun Resh Mem Tes, that what is talking about Ein Rabim Etzla. It means the Ramah made the Akimta that the beginning of Resh Mem Tes, when it says Shini Sinasim Yadam Mesekas Eitim Kvi Tzarechanim, was talking about there's no Rabim Etzla, which is mamish like what the Shach ends. I mean they're going the same shita, but it's mamish the same terz to the Bach's right, the Bach brought a right from Resh Mem Tes. All right, so at the end of the day, you have a Ramah with a Machab, Ramah, and Shach on one side, and a Bach and a Goyin on the other side, and I'm not one to be Machriya, but at least it's Yesha mi Lismoik to say that Yechiyah ve Demaksari is not Mutalalecha alone. Grado, very often, Demaksari is not even Bekdesha Yasa, because his needs are so much that's well beyond your Chaimish, and he wouldn't even, Avada, that would be a Pater in and of itself, that it's more than you could afford.
You have to give up to as much as you could, if you held like the Bach and the Goyin.
As much as you could, up to a chaymish.
Right.
But if you can't do the day maksari anyways, I don't know if you have a chiv to do a chatzi day maksari.
Why not?
Because if I'm not being makayim day maksari, I don't know if I have it. I hear the question. I don't know. I don't have a right. Means if I can be makayim day maksari, so I have that extra mitzvah. If I can't be makayim day maksari anyway, so should I do a half a day maksari that has to be mutal al atiba? Maybe then I'm only mechayiv to be mishtatev kefi the people in the tiba. I'll give my chelik, but why should I give more than the next person? If I anyway can't chap around that extra mitzvah of day maksari, I'm not sure.
Why should he have to give?
Because since maybe the chiv tzedak is day maksari, so give as much as he can till he gets closer to his day maksari.
Right?
I hear. I understand
that. Right,
that's what I'm saying. I don't have a right. I never saw anyone who says I'm a chiv to give a chatzi day maksari. Now the ma'ase is that there is a girs in the Gemara. The Rif had a girs in the Gemara that Hillel didn't buy the sus for this ani ben toivim. He rented a sus for the ani ben toivim. So the Shaila is, here the Machab says he's supposed to be koinolei, he's supposed to buy a sus. And the Gemara says he only rented. So the Prisha asked the Kash, and the Prisha says, the Pshat is that the Hillel was talking about a Yochid, he's going to return Ramah. So he didn't have a Chi of a day Maksari B'Yisrael, so he was able to rent. Mashenke, the Machab over here is talking about a Gabbai, that the Gabbai does have a Chi of day Maksari. The Chi of day Maksari is not just to rent, the Chi of day Maksari is actually to buy. So you'll have to buy him the sus.
Maybe Hillel wasn't so rich and he couldn't afford a whole horse, or he could only afford to rent it.
Alright, fine. You can give. I'm just sharing with you the previous test. You have to give like the Bach and the Goyin who learned that the Gemara was talking about his chiv of day maksari. You can have to say maybe he had the other gears of the Rosh or come on to some other innovative teretz.
Is
this
a lot of Lufi Mashitzar? Yeah.
You have somebody
that's phenomenally
wealthy. Remember
the Rolls Royce? He has a house in Lakewood and Borough Park. And then times went bad and he's down to a Cadillac and he only has a house in Lakewood and a Borough Park. And do you have to bring him back to where he was?
Day Maksara, yeah. If he lacks it, if it's for his prestige and his status, or even for his pinut, they say, for his not oishi, not mechuyiv to give oisha, but you're mechuyiv to give him whatever his ta'anugim were, whatever he's used to in terms of his lifestyle, that he shouldn't feel mutzumtzam, that you're mechuyiv to give. So that person, yes, that person could...
He could have $200,000 in the bank, but still, you have to bring
right, but now you have to bring him back to his status of where he was. Now, the Shita in Ksubis says, on Samach Zion, it's a very important Shita, it'll bring... Here it says, for an oni who is ruggled, who had a galus to do more, you're supposed to be konolai sus ve'eved. The Shita says, and I'll quote, it's a very important Shita, he says, quotes b'shem the goyim, kol hani, all these things, all the stories in the Gemara that you have to give him, whatever he was ruggled, is b'she'enu mufursim ba'anis, she'oisin loy kovit sheloy k'deh sheloy yisparsim. It's talking about that Nebuch, you know that times went sour for him, and now he's going to have to downsize. So right now, chaperayim, before he downsizes, you know, keep on funneling, keep on sending him money that he'll be able to keep up his lifestyle. Today, sheloy yisparsim. The people shouldn't know that times went bad for him. Avol oni sheyisparsim. But if he already is known that he turned into a nani, everyone knows, it's yidul arabim, that he already lost his, and he's a mamish anani like every other ani, ein loy alakechud me'aniya Yisrael. Then you don't have the din. That means he learned that the din of Demach Sairoi wasn't just for the hergelis and because what he's used to. It was to kidei that no one should know that he's a nani. It's not because it's his needs. And he learned that the whole din of kidei, Demach Sairoi, it's a whole different din. He learned the whole Demach Sairoi is only that to keep up his status, that people shouldn't know that he's a nani, and he can maintain his lifestyle and his wealth and his status and his covet. Faket. So then you mamish doing him, it's like a v'exacto boy in a different type of form. But it's v'exacto boy, you're keeping him mamish afloat, and it's very good. But once it's nisparsim that he's a nani, not just three people, once it's nisparsim, l'rabin, that he's a nani, then you don't have this chiv anymore. Correct. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky brings this down, and on the bottom, he brings this down on the top, and on the bottom he says that HaPoyskim lo chilku b'gach. He didn't see any of the Poyskim who made this chilek. It sounds like from the Makabah, it doesn't make. Whatever he was roi, that's what you have to provide for. Whatever his hergelis was. It doesn't say just kidei that people, he shouldn't be known to be a nani. I would like to suggest, I didn't find this anywhere, so it's halach of aloy l'maisa, but I would like to suggest, afilum tim salam, we don't go as far as the Shita's Ga'inim, but if the whole din is only out to Sergelis, so Bishlam and Nebuch, last year he was wealthy, and this year he's suffering, yeah, this year you have a Chiv Demach Sairoi. But what happens, Nebuch, he wasn't provided for his Demach Sairoi. And this lasted a while. I can't give you a Shia, Kol Fi Re'ei Sein Yadayin. 3 years, he's been Nebuch and Oni Ve'evion, he's been living in a smaller house, so he doesn't have his Florida home anymore. It's been going on for a while. I'm willing to suggest that you don't have the chiyav of Demach Sairoi anymore. The whole part of Demach Sairoi is what his regilis is. Well, now his regilis is a different regilis. What would happen if you had somebody who was an oni, let's say, for most of his life, I don't know, for 30, 40, 50 years, and then for a tukufa of 5 years he became wealthy, so now that's his new style. And now I have a chiyav of Demach Sairoi if he becomes poor. But now if he's 5 years back to an oni, so punkt, I should match the wealthiest lifestyle that he had in his lifetime. I hear it to be strange that punkt, that would be my Demach. My Demach Sairoi is kfiz or gilis, that he shouldn't feel the suffering and the pain of anias. For him, it's harder than the next person because he's used to a certain lifestyle. So anything less than he's used to is a problem. You know, there's a famous vort, it's a good vort, you know, what one person's moisers, his extras, his luxuries, is his child's necessities. Whatever he's used to, if he grew up in that home, so now that's his necessities, Nebuch. So that's his necessities, he's bought that child, so that's his necessities. I'm talking about myself as well, but that's his necessities. But the mice says if it's no longer his necessities, if he's already changed his lifestyle, he got used to a different lifestyle, I don't think punkt now Demach Sairoi is going to bring him back to his wealthiest time that he had. I didn't see this in print, but I hear it minat svarim.
What Sheikh
Hasa Loi, what he is lacking.
What he feels is lacking.
Correct, what he feels is lacking. So, Kol's man, he still feels and he's used to that lifestyle and he's still in pain and suffering. Correct.
So, as long as people are in the midst of Demach Sairoi,
correct, then it's going to last forever. Yeah, what if you broke Hashem, you have a strong community, and you start off Demach Sairoi right away, and he never fell, and Achanam, you got to keep it up, 100%. But
should they keep on doing this? I mean, there are so many people, like, for example, say, I lost millions of dollars, if they will go give back all them, the pie won't be money for anyone to eat it.
You don't have to give him the money, you just have to keep his lifestyle.
Correct. The Gemara says, you don't, you don't have to make him wealthy, you just have to provide for what he was used to. So then you have a din of kedima, which is more important, which is less important. And a kram, that has its own halakas. No, that's not a halakas. It says lahedi. The Gemara says not to be mashin. The paiskim here, it's a mucha. What's going on? What's the havamina that he's supposed to make him wealthy? So maybe like you, his lifestyle is to have $1 million in the bank. He feels wealthy, but no, you don't have that chiv. Now the mechaber says at the end by the sus, the mechaber says koinolay says, but the bias the mechaber says. All you have to do is rent. What's pshat? I don't have a good test. Maybe is that all what a person needs is to be seichel abayis. I guess a sus, you can't be seichel sus forever. Maybe now we have leases, like Moshe said, but it's either you bought or you didn't buy. Seichel for one day is not going to last. He needs it for an extended period of time. So you have to buy for a house where you could rent. So your chiv is only to rent. You need not buy. The place I want to know, with today in Eretz Yisrael, the people are coming around collecting tzedakah to buy diras, do you have a chiv of day maksari to provide for a dira? So the Derech Emunah says, this is a slightly different case, but his case was, if you are in a neighborhood that ain't masigin lisko, you can't rent, it's not available to rent, then in a chanam, yechiv a demak sorry, is to buy. Havada, then you have a chiv. It means there's no meat in the pasuk only to rent. The meat in the pasuk is whatever you need. So renting a house is also good enough for demak sorry. But if you can't rent, havada, you're going to have to buy. The shteit nishta meat in the pasuk, punkt, only renting and not buying.
There's a difference there also, because over there he's coming around to marry off his child. Right, so could be that golden
enough
is cow. It's not a
shayla. Okay, so Luchayim Mechavan to Shevet Alevi. The Shevet Alevi says that he was Avad. It's available that you could rent, but he says that if you won't buy him an apartment, he won't be able to get married. He'll have limited chances to getting married because they expect an apartment as a nadan or half an apartment or whatever it is. So that's part of his name, sorry, that's part of what he needs to marry off an isha. So he says, yeah, then you'll have a chiyuv to buy him an apartment as well. He says it's Eimak Sarah, but L'chai really means to say it's part of Asher Yechas Eloi Zuisha, that it's part of his whole greater picture of Eimak Sarah to get him married is to have an apartment. And then he goes through how many bedrooms do you need this apartment to be? You don't have to splurge. It's Kedei Tzimtzum, even two apartment with two bedrooms is enough. And he has his daggers, obviously, a Kolofi Amokah and Kolofi Azman. But it's clear that you don't have to do it, but Rafka's just extra money. If he's used to it, then you got to provide for what he's used to with that pinuk, whatever. Otherwise, he'll suffer and he'll feel depressed and whatever it is. But if it's time, you're marrying off a child, and you have to marry off the child. You should marry off the child, whatever it needs. Not luxuries, not luxes. They talk about hatzoyis of chasna. So there's a shaila, should they make a larger wedding and have not meet at the chasna, have meet at the chasna, but they have to raise tzedakah. So he says, yeah, you could raise the tzedakah for me, but you should only have the minimum kruyim. I don't know, a minion, I don't know what it is, to a chasan, not to invite hundreds. They raise tzedakah and they collect tzedakah and then they make these lavish chasans that you can't do. You only have to do what the minimum is. Now, if it's part of demak soy, your status to make that chasan, so then that's demak soy. But without that, stamp to collect money to be able to make a lavish chasan, that's ridiculous.
Now, the other thing that you said, there's no apartment to, no house for him to rent. You have to buy him a house. No. You can buy the house and own it and give it to him rent free. You don't have to give him the title to the house.
Oh, yeah, so what are you going to have?
When he leaves...
He's not leaving. Trust me, he's not leaving. All right, but it's a good cop. Okay, I want to share with you a Meiri. The Meiri says a slightly different... a different way you're supposed to perspective to look at these things. He says, Afopi, this is his lotion, Afopi Sharainis Oni, Mispanis Derek covered. Here you're supporting a guy, you know behind the scenes, you're sending him monthly checks, you know there's a fund, a group raised money for him. And you see that he's living big times, he's living like a nation. You're not even living so big. So Afopi Sharainis Oni, Mispanis Derek covered. Ein Bekach Lum Sheikhiat Shalalitin Loi. This is not an excuse for you to get out and not continue to support him. Adarabba. Roy la fligoy bimat noisev, supposed to give him more and more, whatever you can. Why? Sheefsha, The reason why they're doing it is to try to maintain a picture, to maintain their status. Forget them more than, you know, a guy who's really wealthy can get around getting by making a small chasna. A guy who's Nebuchadnezzar, he has to make a little more lavish, so people shouldn't think, oh, he's making a small chasna because he's a nani. He has to maintain his appearance to the community that he's not a nani. They're not doing it because they want to splurge and just throw away money. They're doing it pashut elim miderech meila lahaste dalusam, to try to hide as much as possible their bad massive mibnei adam. Is a meiri, and he says, "Vaket, if that's the reason why he's doing it, then either it's a reason lafliga b'matnoisav and give him even more. It's not an excuse. Oh, he's living on my cheshbon. He's living big. He's no, that's not a teretz. What?"
Small
so he make it a concert, that's it.
Yes, so you don't know if his reason is doing
because
he's a nani.
Right, but if no one follows the takonis and only he's doing it, then you're going to be koshish that he's doing it for a nani. All right. Another thing is, it says, Lefi Masha Tzorak, whatever he needs. So, Pasha Perezada is Tzorche, Aguf. But the Baiskim say, even his Tzorche Anefesh, it means even if he needs money to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, you Mechiv, to give him money, to get to buy Dalad Minim. We see that the Halach is that the Mechiv to be Mechazal Apsachim, to collect for Dalad Kaisis, for Neres Chanukah, many Shitas. You see that even for Mitzvahs Rabbanan, he's Mechiv to Mechazal, and it has a Shem Tzedakah to it. That's part of Deimak Sayri. The Paiskim Klerish Shaila, are you mechuyev to give Demak Sayyid to him today that he should have enough money to give tzedakah? He has a chiv tzedakah. For his chiv tzedakah, are you mechuyev to give him money? That's part of Demak Sayyid. As I vait Pasha Sulcharina, because we vait he's a nani and he can't afford, he's a mitzvah tzedakah. It's not an oinus rakhmana Pasha, his shear is kafi masha royalai. If it's not royalai, you don't have to give him extra money today that he should be able to give tzedakah.
Yeah, someone, especially someone who's not
but
known as
a status
that
okay, so that status that's something else. I was talking Pashut al Kfit Tzrakim, what his basic necessities are, like a mita. So we're saying his Tzrakim are also Divrei Mitzvah. For that, as they write to say that Divrei Mitzvah includes the Mitzvah of Tzedakah, I find that a little extreme. And although the person do clear, I have to admit, but I think that's a little going too far. But Avada, his regular basic necessities of his Mitzvahs, Avada Yimuchuiv to give. The person clear. What happens if you want to be Mekayim Hidden Mitzvah? You Mechiv to give Tzrachav to be Mekayim Hidden Mitzvah. Pashut not. Pashut not. But if he's... Every year he has a Shein HaEsrig, you know. Every year that's his style, and he's going to feel this year geklapt. If he doesn't have the Shein HaEsrig that he can boast about, and it's going to bother him, then Enech Nami, we can done that as Kadei Tzrachav of Asher Yechasala, what he's Ruggel, as that in of it's his Regilis, then you Mechiv to give him Tzedakah even for that, even for his extras, his Hidurim of Mitzvahs. All right, let's continue. Next, Sif Beis. Isha Shabbat Linasei, if an Isha is trying to get married, La Yifkusullah Minun Zuz, you should not give her anything less than Nun Zuz, which is a normal amount for an Oni to last through a year. Vim Yesh Bekis, and if there's more, Mefanim Zaisol Vichvoiti, you have to give even more. If the Gabbai Tzedakis don't have money in the kiss right now and she has to get married, are they mechuyev to borrow money to lend to her, to borrow money to be able to give tzedakah to her and to provide for her? So if you look in the Shach in Sifkot and Beizel, Yivkosalah Minunzos, Mechayevinis HaGabbaim Lavois, we are mechayev the Gabbaim to borrow money to provide a year's worth of panasa for this isha who needs to get married. Vim Yeshnam Bekis, Afil Yes Minunam Nehesel Fikvadi, you give him, you provide for even more than a year's amount. Umashma, however, the yais minun e mechuyavim lovos. You only mechuyav the gabayim, only mechuyav lovos the basic amount, the minimum, and that's a year's worth of panasa. More than that, if they have, about that they're supposed to give. If they don't have, they don't have to borrow. Look in Sifkat and Gimel. Minunzos, nira the share zed, this share of nunzos, the chen kolash hashirim shebesif dalot, which we're going to learn in Yad Hashem, ena ela b'yumein. That was only in those days. Avo bizman azed noisim la kfi aroi. We're not limited to only this share. Ukedil kaman sim reishon and gimel sif beis. Yad Hashem, we're going to see reishon and gimel that the poiskim paskin that this concept that we see through Malei Chazal of nunzos was only b'yumeihem that they had leket shicha peyem meisaoni. So there was a constant replenishing of tzedakah. So all you had to do is get this oni by a year. By next year, you'll have a new surplus. He'll have a new replenished amount of tzedakah from the tzibur through leket shekapeya for all the mitzvahs atayra that provide for anim. But b'zmanena that we don't have this chiv and they don't have the ability to go around, then it's not enough to, just to give him a parnasa for a year. You have to provide for him that he could be able to last more than just a year. We're going to see over there you have to give him a keren kayames that he could live off his keren kayames or send him up in the job. We'll see. But that's why I keep on mentioning that many more people have the title of anim than you think. Because they don't have enough, they don't have a steady job, or they don't have a keren kayemet that they can live off the interest, they have a status of anani. It's not enough that they have nunzuz. So Mamelu Zashak says, so to hear the chiv to provide for this isha who needs to get married, it's not enough for nunzuz. Nunzuz was only for the year, because again, they had leket shekopeya, but bizmanenu that we don't have it, avad, you're going to have to give even more than nunzuz. All right, Sif Gimel. Ani amachaz al apsachem. If you have an ani who's machaz al apsachem, ein noisnu loy me'akupa matana meruba. You don't give from a kupa matana meruba, like we said before. An ani who's machaz, you have a ptur. And even though the Taz want to say maybe the Rambam holds that by a kupa gabe tzedakah, you don't have this ptur go, but we pass not like that. Pashas ein noisnu loy me'akupa matana meruba ela matana muetes. But you do have to give chot something. You have to give him matana muetes. It means there's never a patur, even for a gabe tzedakah, there's never a patur, only mechaz al tzedakah not to give him anything. Like we said from the Gemara, if the gabe tzedakah is not to give him anything, so everyone will follow suit, the guy will die in hunger. So avad, everyone has to be mishtatev, epi something. And that's it then. Pashup shat, again, you know, we have a goin, although we don't have a goin in the back at this point, we only have a goin in the back that a yochid has a din of dem maksari. We don't have a goin in the back who holds it a taz that loit the Rambam magabait stock has a chiv de maksoy no matter what. So pashas, I would say this halacha the gabi sif gimel avada if he's mechaz al apsachem it's a patur. And I would say that today 99% of the aniyim fall into this category that the mechaz al apsachem they go around. So the oil is not just on you. You'll have rare stories that your person who's embarrassed and only you know you're a good friend or someone tipped you off and no one knows yet and you're approached to be mishtatav at that point, yeah, if you're the only one approached, then it's not mechaz al apsachem, you'll have a chiv de maksayrei, if you could afford. If you're going to raise a pool amongst a few individuals, so then the de maksayrei will be shared equally amongst a few individuals. Good. But it won't be just give him a pruta. You'll have to give him a chatik or ileskabe, then amongst these five people, you could bail him out, whatever it is. But then you'll have a chiv of de maksayrei. Lamaisis de maksayrei is the greatest form. We once said over from the Aruch HaShulchan that Nebuch, once we went into Golas and the Anim of Nisrab and the Ashirim of Mismayit, so now it's very, very difficult to be Mekayim this mitzvah. Mamish, very, very rare. But if you have that opportunity, grab it. It's a beautiful opportunity to Mekayim the Spitz form of Tzedakah of de maksayrei. All right, Dalit. Ein peichasin la'ani ha'ivim mimakum la'makum. If Ani is traveling, so he makes his stops over, so you don't have to provide for him forever, because tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is in a different town. That's not a problem. They'll provide for him. So you only have to get him by from this leg of the journey till the next leg of the journey. So in Pakistan la'ani, however, mimakan la'makan mikika bepunjain. You can't give him a challah less than a punjin, which is what haram and pesha mishkal punjin ches garin yisayra. But what? How do you? What type of kiko? It's a kiko of a punyan that has midalat soyin besela. If it's at a time that soyin, dalat soyin, go for a seller, so a punyan, which is only a small amount of the seller, that type of kiko, that much flour, that type of kiko is what you're mechuv to give. It means it's enough for him to provide for his meals today that he can go on and move on tomorrow. Vimlon, but if he's sleeping in the town here, then noisin loy matzalishin alav, you have to provide for a bed and for linen, v'kesas litimer shesav, and a pillow, v'shem and v'kitnin, and oil and kidneys and beans, vim shavas, if he's sleeping over the weekend, Lashon Shabbos, if he's here for the weekend, then noisim lay mazon gimel sudas, you have to provide for shalosh sudas because that's what he needs. Mekayim mitzvah Shabbos, shalosh sudas. V'shemen, v'kitnis, v'dog, v'yerek, you have to give him even a dog because the Shabbos is a chiv t'dogim. You have to have a better meal. That's what he's used to. That's what's expected. V'makir noisay, and if you know that he's a ben toivim, he deserves more. Then noisim lay lechfich v'ided, and you have to give him even more. This is a shirim. Again, the Shach said that these shirim of Sif Dalet is not applicable today. Hakol lefi amakol lefi hazman. Because you have to provide enough day maksayrei either from you individually or from the tzibah, that can get him to the next stage. If he's here for a short time, get him to the next stage. Next week, the next town will be busy with him. If he's here, he's living in the town, he's a resident of the city, then you have to provide more. Nebuchadnezzar, when you have a case of an almana that they raise funds, she needs to be provided for many years, to marry off her children, for herself, to her household needs. She can't juggle a job, and being a mother is very difficult. So then they make these keren kayemets. So again, you, the individual, may not need to give everything, but the tzibur collectively are mechuyev to give and provide for the day maksari. So you'll have to give your share of the tzibur's responsibility of this day maksari. All right, next. So I should mention the taz at the end of Sifkon Aleph. I don't know where he got this from, but he says that even when you have onim achazal apsachim, he says makom makom ladina nira to kuli ama moedim da gabe noisin kadei suda afilu lamachazal apsachim. This din of kadei suda that we're learning in Sif Dalet, gabe tzedak is mechuyev to give. Onim yochid may not be mechuyev to give, but a gabe tzedak, even though it's onim achazal apsachim, which is a patur, he's mechuyev to give. I don't know where he got it from. I didn't see people asked on him, but chedam fush rishonim faket toisin and rosh amashma that din of lemor talking about a gabe tzedakah, and it says that since he was mechazal apsachim, Rapapa held he didn't have to give, and Taisim Mavu, he didn't have to give even kedei suda. He had to give something, mishtatev, but he didn't have to give even kedei suda. So I don't know where the tas is coming from. All right, Sif Hey. Here's a common shayla. It's a common shayla in many in Yonim. Aniye ha'ir merubim va'ashirim oimrim yaksur al apsachim va'beninim oimrim shalo yaksur al apsachim. Aniye merubim. So what do? They approach the wealthy people. So wealthy people says, look, you know, we don't want to take it on ourselves. Go around the city and let everyone be mishtatev, be mechaz al apsachim. So besides, we learned that the way we pass them, they really have a taina to be mechaz al apsachim. But their kavana, when they want that everyone to be mechaz al apsachim, means that everyone should give equally. It should be like a poll tax. Ashirim and aniyim give the same. Middle class, upper class, lower class, everyone should give it a dollar. You have 1,000 people in the city, there's $1,000 raised, and now the only will have $1,000, and that will get him over his problem. So let's say that's the marshal, that you only need $1,000. So Hashim say, let's go around, let them go equally, let them knock on doors. Oh, you're hitting us equally with you, you could afford more than us. We don't want them to go around and get everyone equally. We want them to go al tzibur. And let's do this right. Everyone, you know, show your 1040, your cash as well. And we'll figure out how much everyone could afford. You'll be hit, you know, you'll be in the 36% tax bracket, the next guy in the 28% tax. Everyone will give what they could afford. And that's how, avad it's mutal al tzibur. But you give kefi ashrei, right? And we'll give kefi anyei, whatever it is, that's how we'll give. But not that everyone should be hikad equally. So they tie in a tip and also some tell us Allah tibul fi momen that Allah is adinim abeninim, the benimim are right. The benim are not mechuyev to give as much as the ashim. The ashim have to take the lion's share of the burden to support the anim. They could provide for more. One usher could provide for 10 times the amount as a middle class individual, and he's going to have to be given more. So the Rama, ki ikh khiva tzedaka lefi amomen, because ikh khiva tzedaka lefi amomen, v'yesh mekaymis noigin liten lefi hanadava. Everyone gives how each one wants, which is basically in a way how it turns out today, because we don't have a collective tzedakah organization that, you know, hits everyone, can feed their taxes, and even in the shul, the Nebuch, they're trying to build a shul, and we can't even get our act together. We don't have, oh, this one give more and this one give. We can't, there's no central body, central committee of tzedakah. So then it falls out. Everyone gives kafi what they want to give. Lefi hanadava v'yesh lefi hamas. Sometimes I give kafi the taxes. Can you imagine if we would make that everyone, you know, instead of getting personal, simple, let's go according to, let's say, the house that you live in. We just were reassessed. Okay, everyone give 1% of your assessment a year to tzedakah. Or 2% of the assessment a year. And that, you know, akash v'maisa, if you, that's the house that you're living in, Vice says you must have the source somewhere of the funds to live that lifestyle. There were different mekaymis. I gather there's some places used to do that. There were different mekaymis. The Rashba said mekaymis yesh. But me'ika ha'din, the din is, b'makan that there's no minig, the ika ha'din is you have to give kafi ha'momen. V'anoysin lefi b'rechosoy, this is how the Rashba's fiyazois, roi yoysa l'bracha. A person gives kafi b'rechosoy will be roi yoysa l'bracha. But the ika halacha is kafi ha'momen. What does it mean kafi ha'momen? So if you look in the Bi'a Gron, Sifkat Nuches, he says, Kinal Reish Simen Reish Memtes, which we learned before. Without knowing anything further, I would tell you kafi omamu means kafi how much money I have in my bank account. If I'm sitting on $1 million and you're sitting on $100,000, I have to give 10 times more than you have to give. But the Goyin says, no, that's not pshat. The Goyin says that the fiyah moment that was mentioned in Reish Mem Tes at the beginning, the fiyah moment over there was not according to wealth. Some countries tax according to wealth. No, it's not a wealth tax. It's kafi. It's an income tax. It's kafi amamin, the moment that you earned this year. A guy could have, let's say, $1 million in his bank, but this year he was flat. He didn't make any money. Then he doesn't have to give tzedakah. He could have another guy who's an ani of the evian. He doesn't have even a dollar in his bank account, but this year he made $10. Oh, you made $10. $1 or $2, whatever it is, 10%, 20%, you're going to have to give tzedakah. So lafi amamin, the guy says, this lafi amamin means lafi amamin of Reish Mem Tes, and that's what Reish Mem Tes means. It's income. It's only the very first year when you start out, that's when it says you have to give of a sarah from the keren. 10% from the keren. But after that, after your first year, like, you know, normal situation is it's kafi income. So the ikah halacha is kafi amamin means give income tax a certain amount, 10% should go, or 20% should go to tzedakah, to the aniyim. And that's how you mekayim yedei maksari collectively. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, if there's not enough with that to do yedei maksari, which may be the situation today, then Nebuchadnezzar, you can't do it. So we fall short. So then you have to go the bare minimum. You want to know if one guy's yedei maksari against a bunch of other anim that you can do, probably you should provide for a bunch of other anim. The halachas of kedim, which we're going to see later on in Yat Hashem, but somehow some of the place can bring it to head. There's a Sefer Chasidim when you talk about kafi tzracha, right? Kedei lefi masha tzrach, and we said that applies to even mitzvahs. So the Sefer Chasidim had a shayla, what happens if someone comes to you and he says that if you don't provide for him, he's going to have to work in a chves and an avodah zarah. He'll have to work for a church. He'll have to do aveis. He'll have to work on Shabbos. The only job he can land is to work, and he has to be a mechalel Shabbos. And then you have a different person, a tzaddik, who's not in that matzav. Who should he give first? Should he give this person who you're going to save from chilul Shabbos or not? So Sefer Chasidim says, if you have a rasha or a tzaddik in front of you, the tzaddik has kedima, you have to give to the tzaddik. This rasha threatens he's going to work on Shabbos. Okay, so let him work on Shabbos, and he'll get gehenna for working on Shabbos. That's not your daiga. You have a chiv mitzad, your tzedakah, you have preference, you have to give a talmud chacham first. He's going to be mechal Shabbos, so good. Rishayim yikshul obam, that's not your daiga. But you should know, kefi mashat tzarech, day maksari, I just want to fairize with this. Day maksari is a very broad understanding of day maksari. You have a gilyam mashal later on in Rishon HaGimel who says, what you have two neighbors, they're aniyim, and al pi halacha in kufnun vav, let's say, whatever, in kufnun gimel and dal and hein in the chesham mishpat, you have different forms of niskei shcheinim between two neighbors. Let's say hezek ria, let's take that one, right? So they would really need a fence in between the two property on the property line, so each one could be mishtamish in their backyard, but neither of them could afford a fence. They can't afford it. The halacha is they have a halacha that are ani lo'isa davar, they have a din of ani, and day maksari for them is to provide their needs, that's rachim, is to provide for their fans, that the shumpi has a kriya. It's whatever their basic necessity, and obviously that must be a basic necessity, but whatever their basic necessities are, that's day maksari, and you have to provide for it. It's not a problem, even though it's just an inyan of hezekah, but they have a limited ishtamshus because of it. So day maksari takes on a very multifaceted, you can attain lachacham v'yakamoy, you can think of a many, many examples, which the Mechaber didn't even say, and the Gemara did say. The Gemara says, Azilif Liyayin. There are many, many forms and examples of Dei Maksari, right? And each kafir the person. Now again, if you go like the Shita Mekubetzes, it's only before he became this person, Manoni. But we, the Pashas, the Stimus Mechaber, like you pointed out, the Paisim aren't Mechalik. So Dei Maksari, even if he's already now a Noni, but if he still feels the suffering and the pain of his Hergelis that he was used to till now, that would also be a Chiv of Dei Maksari to provide for him. Hagutovach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.